Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. It's a pleasure to welcome the CEO of Lanark Highlands Public Library, Amanda Robinson. Hi, Amanda. Thanks for coming in today on this hot, muggy day. Another one, eh?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, you know, it's been a while since we spoke last. The COVID lockdowns were happening at the libraries. I'm just wondering how things have been going at your library in Lanark since then.
Things have been really going well. We've certainly seen a big increase in the number of people that are accessing our services, and we've had a lot of new families joining the library, and we've been really increasing our program offerings and developing our collections and doing all sorts of things to respond to the community's needs after the pandemic.
You know, this is a more of a general question, but I'm wondering how important public libraries are in small communities, and what do we need to do to help them survive?
Obviously, public libraries always have their thumb on the pulse of a community. So at any moment in time, we're always trying to serve the community in a way that they need to be served at that point in time. In a small community, I think it's essential to have public libraries available. You know, we help support, literacy. We support, basically different initiatives in the community and support people along their lifespan in all different ways at different points. And so in terms of supporting libraries, you know, one of the best things that you can do is utilize your library. And certainly, if you're looking to want to support the library further than that, there's always volunteer opportunities. There you can advocate to your local municipalities the importance of the public library to you. And certainly if you're looking to make charitable contributions within your own community, I like to think that a public library is a good investment.
Now you have a new project that that you're anxious to tell us about, to share with us. Do you want to do that now?
Sure. So we do have some good news. We have received support from the province of Ontario through their seniors community grant funding. And what the province wants to do is to ensure that older adults remain independent and engaged in their communities. And so the purpose of this particular funding is designed to help local community organizations like our library increase our ability to provide opportunities for greater social inclusion, for volunteerism and community engagement for older adults. And so our project we're going to offer weekly programs that are designed to target key areas to help older adults stay active, healthy, and engaged. And so each week, participants will explore topics on health and nutrition, movement, creativity, and mental stimulation.
So did you reach out to the community to find out exactly what they wanted?
Yes, so we've been collecting feedback over the past couple of years, and actually we will continue to do that as we approach the start of our project, which will begin in the fall. And we hear over and over that what people are interested in is, you know, practical hands-on experiences, information sessions, and social gatherings. And within that sort of broad framework, we also hear that the topics of interest are focused on health, technology, creativity, and exploring sort of intriguing topics that spark conversation.
So what percentage of your clients are seniors, and how important is it to offer seniors these services?
Certainly a good number of our patrons. I don't have the exact percentage, but, you know, for the purposes of this funding, you know, it's considered 55 and older. And so that does make up quite a large percentage of our clientele. And so it's definitely a priority of ours to serve this population and support them as they continue to live and grow. And certainly since the pandemic, we've seen an even a greater need to draw people back out into the community, because for some that has been really challenging. And that's part of what this funding is addressing.
In a really wonderful, safe environment as well.
Yes, yeah, so we certainly feel that we provide a safe and supportive environment, and we're able to, we have the luxury, because we serve all people in our community, that we can really be adaptable, especially if we're supported properly. So when we hear that people need to a bit of support coming back into the community, or they, you know, are maybe their health has declined a little bit through the pandemic, even movement, you know, people weren't moving around as much and they're feeling the effects of that. So we want to be able to offer programs that can support them as they move forward.
Now, the name of your project, Along for the Ride in Mind, Body, and Spirit. Neat name. How did you come up with that one?
So that name, the Along for the Ride, was a little bit of a play on the fact that because we want the participants to be letting us know along the way what they're wanting, that we're, it's going to change, it's going to evolve.
Okay. As it's an ongoing sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the participants themselves will help guide us in what they're wanting. And so that's what they'll Along for the Ride. And then the Mind, Body, and Spirit was just to indicate that we're going to try to target sort of all aspects of somebody's life. You know, just their health, their mind, and just spirit in terms of creativity. And
right. Of course, the body is all the health things that people want to know and
correct.
How to stay and age in a healthy manner. And the mind, they're looking for stimulating things.
Definitely.
And conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think in general, you know, as we all age, we know that it's more important to, you know, keep the brain going and keep dialogue going and keep those connections going. And certainly, I think that is all more important now, because there was quite a significant break in people's connections with others. And I think we all, you know, took a little bit of a hit with that in terms of, you know, our minds and our spirits, for sure.
Are you looking for partnerships with people?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we will be looking to do with this project is to, and what this project allows us to do, is have time to sort of make new connections in the community, as well as further develop our connections that we already have. And the importance of that is that there's more demand than ever for services in the community. And, you know, offering services has become, you know, exponentially more costly to do that. And so it's more important that community organizations work together, and we can funnel clients between different organizations. We want to try not to overlap services. So it's very important that we make those partnerships with other organizations, but also with individual community members. There's a lot of talent and skills in every community, and we want to draw upon those skills and knowledge that people have and invite them in to help participate in this project.
Are you finding that there are a lot of volunteers in the community? As you say, they're very talented at lots of different things. Are they coming forward to want to help out at the library?
Absolutely. I think any organization, including our own, you know, during the break with the pandemic, there was drop off of volunteerism, of course. And I wouldn't say that the library is feeling it as much, but I have heard in a lot of other organizations that it's challenging to bring volunteers back in. You know, some are just a little, you know, they're out of practice. It might seem overwhelming. They're still not quite engaged again in the community. Some people have other priorities. They're looking after family members. So there has been a bit of a dip in volunteerism. And so, you know, the library and many organizations are looking to fill that gap.
Now, the funding that you received, the generous funding you received from Ontario government for this project, can I ask you how much you got?
Sure. We received just over $13,000, and the funding includes covering wages, technology, portable assets, and program supplies. And so for us, one of our goals is to develop sustainability beyond the project dates. So this project runs from September to March 31st. And so some of the things that we're doing, you know, with technology purchases, we've invested in, you know, laptops, Bluetooth speakers, you know, high quality microphone, so that where possible, if people want to participate in our programming from home, we will be able to better do that with equipment. We're also going to be purchasing some e-readers, and this will allow us to make some book clubs that are more accessible to everybody. And also we can, people can sign out those e-readers to sort of try out that technology before they maybe make their own purchase. And, you know, and then in terms of programming assets, again, there's sort of single use assets and multi-use. So we're going to try to, as much as possible, invest in multi-use assets, such as, you know, exposure unit kits, which will allow us to do screen printing and cyanotyping, you know, ongoing.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
You know, something new.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the cyanotyping, you know, that's sort of, you know, you need the sun. It's usually a summer thing. But with the lighting, we can do it year round inside if need be. And screen printing is always really, you know, something that everyone is interested in, because it takes a lot to kind of get going with it. So we want to provide those opportunities for people.
Well, people will be flocking to your library to find out how the heck these things work.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are interested in the arts.
So the program actually starts, or the project starts, what, September, right? But if people are thinking ahead, and do they have to register, how would they join that program in September then?
So certainly, so the offerings to the community definitely start in the fall. So we've got lots going on with children in the summer. So we timed this project to mm-hmm. be in the fall. Certainly, we'll be doing a lot of planning ahead of time, and people can, you know, we're going to actually be engaging with the community during the summer months, getting more feedback in order to help steer our decision making. Sure. And then in the fall, you know, some of the programs will require registration. Some may very well be drop in. And certainly we, you know, all the advertising that we can do for it, you know, through the local paper, through our social media website, people can keep an eye on, you know, what we're offering and get connected that way. Certainly everyone can always phone us.
And they can come in.
Right? Absolutely.
It's a very welcoming environment.
Well, thank you. We'd like to think
lovely
so.
People that work there, and they're helpful. And your phone number is 259-3068, correct?
Yep.
Great. And website? Somebody wants
our website,
to check that out?
Yeah, our website is lanarklibrary.ca.
Okay. Have we covered everything that you wanted to say?
Yeah, I believe we have. We are really excited about this project, and, you know, we are really grateful to the province of Ontario, because without this funding, we would not be able to offer programming of this scope in the way that we are going to be able to. And I think we're going to be able to help a lot more people and, you know, introduce some people to our services who may not have found a reason yet to use their library, or perhaps they haven't used it in a while.
Sounds good. Amanda, thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck. Have a good summer with all your programs, your summer programs. And when September comes, best of luck with this new project as well.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you for coming in today, Amanda.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've been speaking with Amanda Robinson about a new seniors project at Lanark Highlands Public Library. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.